How did Flynn get measles?
From his sister. Hi, I'm Dr. Robbie. Georgia is fine. She's in our staff room. She's the one who actually called 911 and probably saved her brother's life.
Georgia was sick, but she got better on her own quickly.
Yeah, many people get better on their own, like Georgia. However, as many as 1 in 20 kids that get measles get pneumonia, like your son.
Are your children vaccinated against measles?
No.
The MMR vaccine is perfectly safe. Measles is not.
We're concerned about inflammation and possible damage to Flynn's brain and spinal cord.
The measles got to his brain?
Well, his head CT was normal, but the only way to find out if he's okay is to perform a lumbar puncture.
A spinal tap?
I've read about kids who've been paralyzed from a spinal tap.
There is zero risk of paralysis.
What about bleeding or infection?
It's a perfectly safe procedure. We do it every day.
We need spinal fluid to see if Flynn has acute disseminated encephalomyelitis.
And if he does?
We treat with high-dose steroids to decrease the risk of blindness, deafness, intellectual disability, even death.
He could die from this?
The death rate from ADEM is high, 1 in 5.
Do the spinal tap.
No! Can't you just give him steroids without the spinal tap?
If there's no ADEM, the steroids could suppress his immune system, making it harder to fight off the pneumonia.
But it says here
that... Can you put your damn phone away? Your son is critically ill. The longer that we wait, the higher the risk of permanent brain damage. What is not clear here?
Hillary, he has a tube down his throat.
They're
he can't
not
breathe on his
poking
own.
Holes in my son's spine!
Wow.